Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message from Father Trevor.
Before we pass the peace and welcome our kids back up, I have just a brief pastoral word for us as a congregation. We do have a parish meeting after the service as well, and I'll share a little bit more there. I wanted to share this while we're all here. And it's about our ministry together of serving on Sunday mornings. So we've been in this season of waiting for the Lord to renew our strength, letting some things lie fallow so we can ask the Lord for his rest and restoration. And we've had the chance to just do a lot of reflecting and talking and praying about that. And as we've walked together through a lot of difficult things from the pandemic to other things, you know, it's really changed a lot of how we've functioned as a church between where we are now and where we were 3+ years ago. We're in a different building, there's a different people here. There's a lot that's shifted over that time. And there are lots of ways that we are healthier and we are stronger, and so much to give thanks for. But when it comes to our Sunday morning ministry teams, we're continuing to make that transition from what was happening in the pandemic to what is a healthy and sustainable rhythm going forward. And our Sunday teams are really struggling to have enough members for us to do our normal Sunday ministry. You know, when you go through crises, you develop coping habits to make it through, right? And our Sunday ministry, we still are kind of operating out of some of those pandemic coping habits. And we really need to begin and more fully do a transition into a healthy way of our whole church family sharing in that ministry of gathering that we do on Sundays. Our Sundays take teams of volunteers doing a lot of really simple things like setting up chairs and making coffee and putting up signs and being ready to welcome everyone who's here so that we can all worship together and have a family gathering together. And we don't have enough staff or team members to do that in a really healthy way right now. And so I want to talk about that for just a minute. The first urgency is really a staffing one. During the 2+ years of the pandemic, you know, we have different full-time and part-time staff. Over half of our staff hours resigned at some point during the pandemic, and we haven't been able to rehire most of those hours. So we've kind of been understaffed, and, you know, we've got that 20-hour-a-week position that's in our bulletin right now that we'll talk about at our parish meeting that's in our budget for 2023, but it's a really tough hiring market. It's tough to hire people right now, and we've tried that job now for 2 years, and we just can't get anyone who can fill it. And so that means that different current staff are just doing extra jobs. So I'm our parish administrator right now, doing all of the midweek kind of organizational stuff, and Pastor Mark does a lot of our Sunday team coordinating, and that means that other things in our job description just don't get the time they need or just don't get done, or things in those job descriptions are just barely happening. That's a kind of a staffing issue that we're trying to figure out. The second one, though, is a serving urgency. As we've come out of the pandemic, serving is the thing that hasn't come back yet. You know, a lot of different things slowly come back, and there's other churches who likewise are struggling with serving. You know, a lot of churches are struggling with, did it already go? Okay, we're all reading it. That's okay. Thanks, Rick. Well, we'll get there in like 14 seconds. You were just a little bit early. A lot of churches have struggled with their gathering. You know, there's a lot less people. The Lord's blessed us. We have the same amount of people we did before the pandemic. And a lot of churches have really struggled with their giving. And we were really struggling last year, and through your generosity and the Lord's provision, we'll talk about just a miracle he did at the end of last year. Like, we're doing okay with our giving. we have the same number of people as before. We've got really good giving as before, but we don't have people serving. Just a couple quick examples. Prior to the pandemic, there were 17 adults and 9 youth serving on our City Kids team. Most of them 2 times a month, some of them every third week. A couple of those adults would fill in once a month. And we've got just over half of that now. We've got more kids and about half as many people who are able or willing to serve with them. There's around 60 adults in our parish directory of regular attenders and members, and about half of them are serving. So we're not trying to be overly ambitious in our ministry on Sundays, not trying to start something new. We just want to be able to do what we're doing, where we're seeing a lot of growth, a lot of life, a lot of good things in our life together on Sundays. We just need to be able to do it in a healthy, sustainable way. And if we go at the pandemic pace much longer, that won't be the case. Does that make sense? So now we can be specific about some of these needs. So one of the biggest needs is just setup. We've got one person on our setup team right now, and we need more. And so when that person's not serving, Mark or I get here at 7 or 7:30 to do it before we do all of our other things on a Sunday. So we also need some help leading. You see, we need a setup leader, a welcome team leader, and a prayer team leader, people who can help train and recruit and connect with and support those team members, people who are good at leading and organizing and have the ability to do some of that during the week. Setup team members get here early in the morning and serve for 60 or 90 minutes, and then they can go home and bring the rest of their family or hang out and get ready for the service. Our service coordinators make sure logistics are happening. Our welcome team, they get here 30 or 40 minutes before the service, and they just help greet people before, during, and after the service. A few teams that aren't on here are our scripture readers and communion servers and prayers of the people leaders. And we've got lots of people who want to serve on those teams, which is great. But the place where we really need help is people coming early, staying late, and helping with the logistics around getting our services ready. With less people serving, that means there's been a wonderfully dedicated core of team members doing an amazing job filling in all of these holes on a week-to-week basis. And, you know, that was the only way to make it through COVID, was everyone jumping in and helping out. Because remember, none of us knew when we might need to quarantine, when someone was going to get sick. Lots of people had very, very real reasons physically to not be able to serve. But after 3 years of that, staff and a lot of those core volunteers are tired. And we need to move towards a better way of sharing those family chores. That's a lot of what this is, right? Like, they're just simple household of God chores. And they're wonderful to be able to do them, to serve one another. You can't be behind on laundry or dishes or renewing that silly license plate sticker for long before it really starts to impact things, right? Being behind on laundry hampers you. So we want to be a family that we're doing the chores together. And that's why we've got to make this step. We've got to make this step into something that's healthier and more sustainable. Otherwise, the puns will get worse. So, if this is your church, can you serve on Sunday morning? If you're not serving, there might be a really healthy reason why, and odds are you and I have already talked about that. Because we're often having a conversation with people where it's a tough season for them, and so we're talking about what's a healthy way for you to serve or maybe not serve for a season. We always put people first in that regard, and there's a handful of you that's where you're at, and bless you. We want to serve you. We know in a family when someone's struggling, we joyfully pick up that person's load for a while, don't we? We love doing that. But we also know in a family that sometimes things just get out of balance, and we need to reshift the chores. So maybe this is a perfect time for you, after the craziness of the last years, to return to Sunday morning serving. Maybe there are some important things that you'll need to work through to do that. Maybe there's some fears and anxieties. We'd love to be praying for you together with that. Maybe there's an emotional wall between you and the Lord, or you and the church, or you and somebody else here. We'd love to help you work through that. Maybe you need to reprioritize where you're investing your time and your money and your energy so you can give it to the Lord. Maybe it's just been a long time and you've forgotten that it can be really life-giving to serve, even and maybe especially in simple ways like getting ready for our service. So I invite you to begin and just to begin in prayer. Lord, help me serve. Show me where, show me how, give me what I need. And if you're newer here, I hope you hear us talking as a church family, just trying to be healthy, trying to share in the load together. We want to be a place where everyone can receive and everyone can give, and where we're all doing this in a healthy, sustainable way. We're not doing this because we want to try to start a new initiative. We just need to make this shift after the pandemic into something sustainable. And you know what? Joining a team helps you feel more connected. And so if you've been feeling a little disconnected, there's nothing like joining a team because it feels like you're part of the family when you do the dishes with us. So anyone can just connect with me or Mark or Brittany. We'd love to talk to you about it. Or if you look at the back page of your bulletin, there's a card there, a connect card. You can just put your name and contact, check the box that says I'd love to serve on a team, and put it in the offering box at the back table. The good news is there are a lot of us here. We've got more folks at City of Light than we ever have, and it doesn't take much for us to find a new balance. Half a dozen people early for 60 or 90 minutes a couple times a month, and this whole thing changes. That's not that much. Not that much time to invest, not that many people. Another half a dozen who can come 45 minutes early and warmly welcome each other. A few people who are good at encouraging and leading people who can help us lead these teams. And we can all share in that together. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Would you please greet one another with the peace of Jesus?
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.